So then they go out of the city, and of course, and then the fig tree is dried up. And Peter says, look at the fig tree that you cursed. It's withered away. What does Jesus say? Verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say to you, that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Verse 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. And if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. And I've heard people who say, oh, according to the gospel in the New Testament, that's not true. See, God forgives us for Christ's sake, not because we forgive others. You think that through a wicked and unrepentant heart, you're going to hold unforgiveness against someone and then God's going to forgive you anyways. It's not so much a question of we forgive to be forgiven, but a question of we must forgive as we have been forgiven. So, don't pray with unforgiveness in your heart thinking you're going to receive anything from God. Don't think it, because you're not going to receive anything. Look at this issue of the fig tree. You know, he cursed it, and they're like, wow, it withered away. Happened just like you said. So also the nation of Israel would be destroyed, just like he says. It's coming up. And they rejected him, and he rejected them. From being a nation anymore before him. For nearly 2,000 years it was so. And still, even though the nation's there, is there any fruit unto God? No. I tell you, no. So here's the famous, you know, say to the mountain, be cast in the sea, and it'll be done. If you believe, whatever you believe, it'll happen. Again, and this is all in context. All in context with the Lord's knowledge. And the will of God. The things you ask God for. Now, as Jesus said recently in this book, but to sit on my right hand and my left, I can't give that to you. No matter what you believe. No matter what you think you deserve. I can't give it. It's not mine to give. Oh God, give me $1,000,000. God doesn't want to give you $1,000,000. And the thing is, maybe God doesn't want you to throw a mountain. Maybe he likes the mountain where it is. You have to have some knowledge that God wants you to do what you're saying you do, what you're praying for. Christ is operating under the presumption you're going to ask for something good or doing something prophetically like he did as a sign of the will of God and of what God is doing to Israel and what God is doing and what's happening in the gospel, you know, what is being demonstrated. You know, he cursed the fig tree because there was a purpose in it. It's a sign from God. And so if I were to throw a mountain in the sea, it's not a Christian excavating corporation. He didn't tell us this so that we could become psychic construction company or something. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean just believe and you make it happen by your belief, by virtue of your belief. No, it's that God honors the faith of those who believe in him. If you see a scripture and it says, the grace of God, which bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. If you read that and then you say to yourself, okay, God, I want to live godly in this present world. Pray, asking, believing, and you shall have it. Why? Because he said you'd have it. You could have it. It doesn't just say everyone gets it automatically. Obviously, these things must be sought after. As the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1, wherefore give diligence to make your calling and election sure. You know what I think? I believe that if I'm diligent, my calling and election can be made sure. and that I can do the things Peter said, and I'll never fall. I'll never fail. That can be. There's nothing in the scripture that ever discourages me from that fact. And therefore, I ought to believe it with all my heart. The only things that discourage me are things within me, or things that men say, and doubts from outside. But from the scriptures, I get no doubt of what I should do. That's the thing. I don't know if I should tell the hill next to my house to be moved somewhere else. I don't know if God wants the hill to move. And I could sit there believing, but what am I believing? I'm believing in my own belief. You have to place your faith in something. That the mountain is going to move. That God wants to move the mountain. That the mountain ought to be moved. That there's some purpose. That you believe it. Not because of your own, I believe it because it's my will, or I believe it because I say so. That's not in the proper spirit in which this is being said. The spirit, any dope can go pick up the Bible, and by the letter, can make it into a ridiculous bunch of nonsense, because they're going by the letter. The letter kills, but the spirit makes alive. The letter is important. But you've got to always take it in the proper spirit. And these things can only be judged by those who have the Spirit of God. That's why there's so much confusion out there, because so many men void of the Spirit are teaching God's Word, and they don't understand the proper spirit in which things are said. And they communicate amiss, and their people follow amiss. And it's a mess. But we can ask, do you believe? You know, I love people who believe. I love it. Because I have such difficulty in faith. I do. It's hard for me to believe. But I know what I ought to believe. And what I tell you what, though I'm not good at believing, I'm excellent in understanding what belief is and what we ought to believe. And I tell you, we don't need to rise up and walk so much as we need to rise up and be upright in spirit. We need to rise up and be righteous according to God's righteousness. And the only way we're going to be able to accomplish that is through the promises of God, is by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, for the freedom that He brings, taking away our guilt, turning us that we would walk in a righteous way in this present world. There's nothing keeping us back from that except unbelief and ignorance. You don't need to move mountains. Just move your heart. And I tell you, if I had to be given a task,